USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing during an address to the nation last night on the coronavirus that he is suspending all travel from Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow, with the exception of the United Kingdom. This morning, Vice President Mike Pence says the ban will protect those in the country who are more susceptible to that virus.
It does not, as we look at global data, present as much a threat to younger Americans, but for senior citizens, it represents a threat of a very serious consequence.
Last night, the president promised financial relief for those infected or in quarantine, and he's calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for businesses affected. Hours after being sentenced to 23 years in prison on rape and sexual assault charges, Harvey Weinstein is back in a New York hospital complaining of chest pains. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. rootwall.com.
Some NBA fans who were expecting to see the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Utah Jazz in Oklahoma City last night got some bad news just before game time.
The game tonight has been postponed. You are all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight.
The NBA deciding just before game time that it was suspending the rest of its 2019-2020 season until further notice because of the coronavirus outbreak, after learning that Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, March Madness is going to go forward, but it's going to happen in empty arenas this year. The NCAA saying that the men's and women's basketball tourneys will be held without spectators because of the outbreak. The NHL saying it's going to evaluate the situation today and is expected to decide later today whether to continue its season. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tom Hanks and his wife have come down with the coronavirus while he was making an Elvis Presley movie in Australia. The Oscar-winning actor playing Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in that new film, which is currently in pre-production. Warner Brothers saying Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, have both tested positive for the illness. Hanks says he thought they had both caught colds, as they had body aches and slight fevers and chills, and then they learned the truth. They are self-isolating, still in Australia. Asian Americans in one Los Angeles suburb are more worried about attacks over the coronavirus outbreak, and many of them are buying guns to protect themselves and their families, as the owner of a gun shop in the San Gabriel Valley east of L.A. says he's been extremely busy in recent weeks, saying he's had 10 times as many customers as usual on some days. The area is home to a high concentration of Asian Americans, and some say they're afraid they'd be targeted if there's a local outbreak of the infection that began in central China late last year. An investigation's underway into the death of Floyd Mayweather's ex-girlfriend. The body of Josie Harris was found inside her home in a gated community north of L.A. on Tuesday night. The boxer and Harris have had three children together. The undefeated boxing champ was convicted of domestic violence back in 2010. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.